Starla, tell me first about this incident here. It's amusing to watch and talk about now, but I imagine there was a little anxiety at the time. When did this happen and what was going on?
Well, it happened a couple of nights ago. So today is Thursday. So Tuesday night, I was actually snoozing and my daughter woke me up and said, Mom, there's a bear in the yard. So I go out to the living room and she's videoing this bear trying to come into our yard. And of course, the girls, the dogs, I call them my girls, they were on night shift doing their duty. So they kept the bear out.
Were you or your daughter kind of nervous at all as this was happening?
Oh, I was very nervous, and primarily because my 11-year-old son was still down at his friend's house, who lived down the road in the direction of where the bear was traveling to when it left our driveway.
Okay, now the girls, as you call them, Ivy and Hazel, these Great Pyrenees, they didn't back down. They did a great job, right?
Oh, they love that. That's
that's kind of what they're bred for?
Yeah, that is what they're bred for. They're 2 years old, and that's actually the second set of Pyrenees that we've had. The first set, I got them when my son was 6 months old, and we had Nana until she was 9, and we replaced her with Ivy and Hazel.
So you get the bear ambles off here, and you have the video, and you share it to whom?
Well, I stay in touch with the breeder that that sent me the dogs, and she's from Kansas, and so I occasionally will send her photos of the dogs, you know, as they were pups and growing up. We stay in touch, and I sent her the video clip to her Facebook site last night about 10 o'clock. I sent it to her. And so this morning I wake up and my email has just exploded with notifications of people who have viewed the video and have shared the video and lots of comments.
What are people telling you?
You know, a lot of people who own this particular breed who raise sheep and goats, and they use them in the pasture to protect the herds. And they were just thrilled to see them in action against a large predator.
I imagine most people who have Pyrenees don't have brown bears on their property very often.
There's a lot of comments about the coyotes. I think there's a large population of coyotes in the lower 48 who try to, approach sheep, herds of sheep and herds of goats. So I'm not sure how often you would get a video like this.
Is the Fox family kind of proud to see their Ivy and Hazel, you know, become famous overnight like this?
Well, we've been giving them treats, and I patted them today and told them they were movie stars.
They were wagging their tails in the video. Do they know this was a good job well done? I mean, is this instinctive for a Pyrenees?
I think it is instinctive for a Pyrenees. I actually did some research years back when my son was a baby because I had a bear in the yard at 10:30 in the morning, and my daughter was a toddler. And one of my friends that I worked with on night shift, Monty, he was a nurse here at the hospital, and he used to ranch in Montana, and he recommended this breed of dog for me, and he said they'll imprint on whatever you raise them with. So if you have sheep, they love sheep, and they'll protect them to the death. And if you raise them with kids, they'll love your kids, and they'll stand between them and whatever is trying to approach them. So I went with the Pyrenees, and I have not been disappointed in that decision.
Well, it seems like they did their job. We'll keep an eye on that video and see just how viral it goes. But
yeah.
I was going to critique a little bit, like the video kind of left out the stars at a few points.
Yeah, we were really focused on the bear, a little worried about the bear. And it's funny because I can see him with a tutu on dancing in a circus.
It does have that resemblance, right? You're right, it does.
Yeah.
Well, All right, Starla Fox, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks, Dave.